From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Tax hikes that had been scheduled to begin for millions of Americans in just a few weeks now will not be going into effect. That's after the House and Senate approved the $858 billion tax bill and sent it on to President Obama for his signature. The bill will prevent Bush-era tax cuts that were scheduled to expire from sunsetting, something the president said is good news for taxpayers.
Tax rates for every American were poised to automatically increase on January 1st. And if that had come to pass, the average middle-class family would have had to pay an extra $3,000 in taxes next year. That wouldn't have just been a blow to them. It would have been a blow to our economy, just as we're climbing out of a devastating recession.
Package, along with extending the tax cuts for another 2 years, would also include a 13-month extension of jobless benefits for out-of-work Americans. However, some liberal Democrats oppose the measure on the grounds it also includes tax breaks for the wealthiest Americans. The House of Representatives today passed a defense bill that authorizes funding for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. It now goes to the Senate, but as NPR's Rachel Martin reports, it may face more opposition there.
The Senate has failed twice to even start debating the 2011 defense bill, in large part because a provision to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell was embedded in the legislation. That's the ban preventing gays from serving openly in the military. Republicans wouldn't take up the defense bill with that provision in there. So it was separated out. And as a result, the House passed the defense bill. But in the process, another provision was put in, this one that would extend a ban on transferring any Guantanamo Bay detainees to facilities in the United States. It's that issue that may now hold the defense bill up when it makes its way to the Senate before the end of the year. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Washington.
Two of the states hardest hit by the real estate slump are suing Bank of America. The attorneys general of Arizona and Nevada say the Charlotte-based bank deceived homeowners trying to modify their loans. NPR's Ted Robbins has details.
Bank of America is talking with a number of states over its mortgage modification practices. Those talks apparently broke down in Arizona and Nevada. The lawsuits allege that B of A told homeowners their modifications were proceeding while the bank was foreclosing on the same property. In the Nevada suit, B of A employees say they frequently lost paperwork and misled loan holders into thinking their modifications were moving ahead when they weren't. Bank of America says it's already changed some of its practices. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
General Motors announced today it's recalling about 100,000 of its popular Cadillac SRX, Chevy Equinox, and GMC Terrain crossover models. The recall is to fix seatbelts that could potentially fail in a crash, something GM says it discovered during testing. GM says it's notified dealers to fix the affected vehicles for free. A mixed close for Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 7 points to end the week at 11,491. The Nasdaq gained 5 points. This is NPR. Where would have been signs of improvement in the general economy, and Wall Street now at its highest level since 2008. On Main Street, things are somewhat less rosy. That's according to the Labor Department, which says the unemployment rate rose in 21 states last month, the biggest number to report an increase in joblessness since the summer. Unemployment fell in 15 states and was unchanged in 14 others in November. Georgia and Idaho were the states with the biggest increase in unemployment. The artist known as Captain Beefheart has died at the age of 69. Born Don Vliet, he was a monumental figure in avant-garde rock. He died early today from complications of multiple sclerosis at a Northern California hospital. NPR's Neda Ulubi has this remembrance.
He was often described as surrealist, primitive, and bizarre. He was friends, sometimes frenemies, with Frank Zappa, who released his seminal album, Trout Mask Replica, in 1969. He famously tortured his group, the Magic Band, with frighteningly intense and cult-like methods. After a number of critically acclaimed albums, Captain Beefheart abandoned music in the 1980s in favor of visual art. He remains a powerful spiritual presence for nonconformists and experimentalists across artistic mediums. Neda Ulubi, NPR News.
Nonprofit business research group The Conference Board says its index of leading economic indicators was up last month, growing at its fastest pace since March. The forward-looking index, designed to gauge strength in the economy's 3 to 6 months down the road, up 1.1% in November. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.